The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen on the other side of the glass, along with Ephraim. Did I get it right? Ephraim, our fine intern. I may not get his name right, but I know he does a great job, and he's been with us a couple of times now, interning and running the board, engineering the show, and doing a real good job, and great to have a young person on the other side of the glass. Not that Ray isn't still kind of a young person, but everything's a comparison, right? Anyway, it is Monday, the fourth day of June 2018 here on the Buckmaster Show. We get things rolling with our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I was by Moe's on Saturday, said hello to Moe, and they're doing very well. Family owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. And of course, they're on Facebook. Also had a chance to see Moe's daughter, Corinne, who really does just a fabulous job with framing and all of the front office stuff. The whole family, very dedicated to making sure all of your framing needs are met. The Monday Political Face-Off today features James Kelly. Jim Kelly with us. Jim, a longtime Republican activist and occasional guest host, like one of the half dozen or so folks who did a show for me, James. Jim, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's always my pleasure.
Very much appreciate your help. Vince Robigo has been with us a long time. He's been with us on TV and then here on radio. I mean, we're in our eighth year here, so Vince and I go back a long time. Vince, always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Same here, Bill. Same here. And welcome to Ephraim there, helping you in the booth.
Yeah, there you go. Vince, a longtime Democratic Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate, and had Hispanic Caucus.
Former, yeah.
Former.
About a year ago, I think.
And who's now?
It's former Councilmember Steve Leal.
Okay. How's he doing?
He's recuperating. He had a heart attack, a pretty serious one, if I understand it correctly. Mm-hmm. And so he's still recuperating. But he's still with us, and that's a good thing.
Vince, did you have a good weekend?
Sure did, other than the heat that was brought down upon us from that glowing thing in the sky we call the sun.
Mm. How about you, Jim?
It was very relaxing. It was a wonderful weekend. I enjoyed
it
tremendously.
Yeah, you were off for a while on vacation.
I was. It took me almost a week to finally relax. But
yeah, what is that about vacation? It took me, I think it was day five before I finally realized you are on vacation, Bill. You can relax a little bit.
That's why I'm a big proponent of the three-day weekend. You know, one day to get ready for the 2 days of weekend. You know,
It would not matter in my job. I would still be working overtime. my other 4 days would turn into 16-hour days.
James, sound like me. It sounds like we're in the same type of situation.
The op-ed papers or the op-ed opinion pieces in the major newspapers were just filled with stuff about President Trump and trade policy. One op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, the headline, Why Trump's Protectionism is Futile. Another CNN, Trump's Insane Trade War. Do you tend to agree with those headlines, Vince Robigo?
I do. You know, and one headline you didn't read, for example, was I think it was in the Washington Post. It said Trump's trade war with China is over for now. China won. The reality is that in the global scheme of things, Trump does not have a strategy. He's relying on unpredictable instincts and his sort of distilling his views of trade down to a zero-sum game, meaning I win, you lose, you win, I lose, which may be true if you are developing a casino or a real estate development, if you don't, in other words, if you don't get the project, you lose that project and therefore you don't win. But those are simplistic, inapplicable thoughts and views that do not apply to global economic trade and the flow of both imports and exports and the deficits and how those work in the long run. And so what everybody is saying, and we're looking at conservatives, you're looking at the Wall Street Journal, you're looking at the conservative folks, people from Dartmouth, I forget the name of the gentleman that's been going around the country talking about you know, these issues, because now these experts are in high demand given what's happened. The reality is that we are losing on several fronts because of these attacks on our allies. It hurts those intermediate industries that need steel in the United States. It raises prices. It hurts our exporters because then those other countries retaliate against us. Okay. And then most seriously, it hurts us on a national security front because then those allies that we need to depend on are being attacked in an economic form. That's why we're getting this blowback from everybody across the spectrum.
Jim, do you make any sense of this?
I do. Okay. I do. First off, no one. I wouldn't be worried too much about national security and allies. They've made us pay the freight for their security for generations now. So the fact that they might have to pony up for their own national security, including sourcing their weapons, might be a good thing. The reality of it is that Trump's trade war, supposed trade war, is just strategy. It's a Trump strategy of the market that seems to have been working. We've added $4 trillion to the stock market, and since Trump has been president, the stock market has never been higher. 2,500. So when it drops 500 points, it's dropping to a level of what, 2,000, which is still higher than where it was most of the time for the last 8 years under Obama. So the point is that we go up. If we drop a little, we're still at a higher rate. We're still at higher value than we were for the last 8 years.
So am I hearing you say, Jim, that this is just all kind of a negotiating
tactic?
It's
all negotiation. Look at what's going to be happening on June 12th. You know, they're on again, off again with North Korea. Hey, it's on again. They're going to go talk again. Mm-hmm. My point is that Trump is a disruptor. We knew that going into this. Everybody who voted for him to be a disruptor, to break the status quo. And every opinion piece that I read this weekend mm-hmm. on Trump, every invective used against him is people trying to protect their status quo. I saw a quote that said, Donald Trump can't wait until there isn't a single Mercedes-Benz on Fifth Avenue in New York. Well, there's a lot of people that kind of agree with that, and the people who don't agree with it are the limousine liberals north of Fort Lowell who drive Mercedes-Benz. So, my goodness, a hippie won't have a Volvo to stick bumper stickers on. So what? The point is that this is a disruptive type of man who's going to disrupt the status quo. People are gnashing their teeth over that status quo disruption. Guess what? People are going to work through this. They're smart. They're going to make it happen. We're going to be just fine.
Well, I've never heard more simplistic reduction to sort of sound and fury meaning nothing than that. The reality is he just did exactly what Trump does. He's trying to make simplistic slogans and apply it to global economics. Number one, the stock market does not reflect what is happening with respect to the trade deficit. That is not the same thing. What we are talking about is, for example, how much we import, how much we export. Now, let me give you a concrete example. One of Trump's big, let's return America to yesteryear is based on this idea and claim he keeps making, we got to bring back those blue-collar steel jobs. Look, back in 1980, when steel workers would work, it took approximately 20 hours of work, let's say, to make one ton of steel. Guess what? We are still producing the same amount of steel, but it's because of technology, now we have less steel workers. So what's going to happen is you can't go back in time unless you're going to get rid of all our technology and bring us back to the Middle Ages or bring us back to these old processes that don't work anymore. So he's relying on a false premise to try to say we got to bring back those. We can't get those jobs back. And the reality is we're still producing the same amount of steel, about 73%. We are not at this horrific imbalance. We produced 73% of what we use in this country. And when you start doing these things to attack our allies, it does become a national security issue. And let me tell you why. Mr. Trump actually used national security as the supposed reason for invoking a little-used provision 232 of the Smoot-Hawley Act, which hasn't been used, and it was created by a protectionist, Herbert Hoover, and it hasn't been used, you know, over almost 100 years. And so this claim, and try to reduce it to limousine liberals driving and hippies driving Volvos, I'll tell you what. In my house, hippies use the back door. I drive an F-150 Ford pickup. My other pickup has a gun rack in the back. And you are talking to people that are hardworking Americans that support American labor, that even those people, and we're talking about conservatives, the Wall Street Journal, folks across the spectrum are coming out saying, this is just crazy.
All right, Jim, you'll have a response, but let's see if we can get Matthew's comment in on this before we take the break. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, you know, we just finished Memorial Weekend, and over Memorial Weekend, I have my old uniform with my blues with all my medals, and I had to decide. I was thinking, which medal do I want to wear today? And I reached down. I said, you know, I'm going to wear my NATO medal. It's a really beautiful medal. It shows that I served in a NATO operation in Yugoslavia, in the former Yugoslavia, and it's a really cool medal. And so I take exception with the idea that Canada is a security threat to our national security, because I served with Canadians, I served with Germans, I served with in Iraq, I served with Koreans, South Koreans, I served with Japanese soldiers. We rely on these other countries. We're not a go-it-alone nation. We've never done an operation. I've never gone to an operation not seen served with foreign soldiers.
Okay.
So we really are. Canada is one of our biggest national security partners. For us to turn on them and use this language is abysmal.
Well,
all I'm going to say. Matt,
first off, the president is what he's using. He's using concepts of a portion of the Republican Party that's extremely conservative and trade protectionist. And he's using that concept of national security of if our workers aren't productive, if our workers and our economy isn't doing well, then it hurts our national security. Who's hurting our national security? Anybody that has a trade deficit or a trade surplus over us. So that's the concept he's using. Whether it applies, who knows? The reality of it is that Donald Trump is still going to disrupt the status quo, and that may not be a bad thing. I wouldn't throw invectives around of honor and duty and all that other kind of stuff. It just doesn't apply to what we're talking about.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine, framing Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com after you're through at Moe's. How about a visit up to Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. It's lunchtime. This would be a great time to go by. Check out Mona's. Have one of their lovely sandwiches on that bread that Steve and his bakers got up so early this morning to make sure it was good and fresh for you. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of our loyal, fine sponsors, partners of the Buckmaster Show. Be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust. And look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
With spring in the air, summer will be here before you know it. At Bon Voyage Travel, we want to help you stay cool through the hot summer months, and there's no better way than a Holland America cruise to Alaska. There are hundreds of dates and itineraries to create your perfect Alaska vacation. Why not add a Rocky Mountaineer train journey while you're there to explore all of North America? Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110 or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday during the noon hour, our contributor in the nation's capital, Terry Bracey, will join us, plus Your Meds with former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean Dr. Ray Woosley. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and of course we begin our program on Monday with our Monday political face-off. Midway through the face-off right now, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Seated to my right, Jim Kelly. Seated to my left, Vince Robigo. We're talking about trade and, Jim and Vince, what some would say is protectionism over the years, and some say it's protectionism right now.
Exactly. The my understanding is that half the country thought that the 8 years under Obama, that we lost trade wars constantly all across the United States. We had businesses begging our senators and our congressmen to do something about China, to do something about European protectionism and the EU. Well, now we got somebody who's doing something about it. And here's why this is the one lesson Democrats need to learn if they ever want to be back in power.
What's that?
And that is, the American worker is better off today than he was 3 years ago.
Vince, what do you think about that?
Number one, let's watch these prices go up, because that's exactly what's going to happen. The bottom line is, when the tax policies actually kick in and those tax breaks don't amount to what they have been claimed to provide, and you see taxes going down and you see government spending going up, and then you see trade wars, and you're going to see consumers being hit by these trade wars at the end of the day, where they're not going to be able to afford these things that are being touted about right now, you're going to have what you call short-term gain and long-term pain. And so when earlier, when Jim was trying to say, when the caller called in, he was talking about how he had served with these allies, and that was the point he was trying to make with NATO. And Jim said, hey, look, don't be throwing around invectives like honor, duty. Well, honor and duty are not invectives. Those are values. And when we are not valuing our allies, that's where it comes back to hurt us on a national security front. So when we are talking about someone like China, who is moving away from free trade and going to their own sort of protectionist model, China 2025, I think is the name of the plan, right? Mm-hmm. And we want leverage against China for not following the rules of the World Trade Organization and the commitments that they've made. Guess who we can no longer call on? We can no longer call on Canada. We no longer can call on Great Britain or Germany or Mexico.
The liberal just defended the WTO.
We lose those allies and we lose our leadership role. So if you don't think that's a national security issue, think again, my friend. And that's why all of these conservatives are coming out and talking about this. And let me point out one other thing. When you say that people thought that we lost these trade wars, again, name me an actual trade war that occurred during Obama. That kind of thing didn't happen.
You're saying it was a perception.
It was a perception, not reality. And the right-wing spin machine has been very effective. And I give you hats off to you, Jim, and to the right-wing machine of media spin, because it didn't happen because these sorts of tactics were not used. What we have here is our unpredictable tactics, not strategy. And that's the difference between China, who has a plan, and Trump, who is using this idea of nostalgia and bring us back to jobs that will never come back. That's why we're going to lose, and that's why other people are coming out. Conservatives all over the board are saying, hey, this is crazy. This is insane. We can't do this. But you see, you got to step away from your apologism for the president. You got to step away from that. Otherwise, Republicans are going to come away from the show listening to you, and they're going to be wrong, and they're going to end up hurting American interests. That's what's happening right now.
Black unemployment, the lowest it's been in generations. Hispanic unemployment, the lowest it's been in generations. People have more money, and the American worker has more money in their pocket today than they did 3 years ago, than they did 2 years ago.
So that's why all these conservatives are coming out, right?
Wait a minute. Now, here's what I find interesting is that you defended the WTO. I was in Seattle in 2000 during those riots, by the way. I got tear gas through my windows because of that.
I didn't defend it. I said I defended America against China violating it.
But this is what I find interesting is that you're right. There wasn't a war because Obama's administration for 8 years ceded that power across the world to China and to other players. Trump just wants that power back. And like I said, you guys are you're yelling, you're screaming, you're saying all this stuff is good. The sky is falling economically.
But it ain't me. It's the Wall Street Journal, my friend.
The American worker doesn't believe it. Do you think the average American worker believes anything in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, that has anything to do with economics? They were wrong for 8 years. And they're wrong today, and Trump's going to prove them wrong. And the American worker is already saying they're wrong. Unemployment down across the board, my friend.
But Vince is saying the American worker is going to be changing that tune.
And what I'm saying, that's absolutely right, because it's already happening.
When the prices go up.
Prices are going
up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And on top of that, it's hurting us long term, because he claims that we're reclaiming a mantle of leadership.
A well-managed economy like Venezuela.
But we're losing it. Well, it's ironic you say that, because the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, for example, said this is the kind of stuff you see from Venezuela, what's coming out of the Trump administration. So here's the thing. The reality is at the end of the day, we are losing power. Once you step away from that table, guess what? You are on the menu. And that's what Trump has done by taking us and becoming protectionist. We are no longer going to be viewed as the leader in global free market trade, because we've stepped away from that role. If you think we're reclaiming power because we're becoming protectionist, you've got it wrong again. And that's why conservatives, and we're not talking about limousine liberals, we're not talking about invectives, we're talking about conservatives across this country are coming out and taking a position exactly against what you're saying to here today. And you don't have to listen to me. You can call me, even though I drive my pickup truck and work hard, you can call me all the names you want. You listen to your own folks on your own side of the aisle. Stop obfuscating the reality of what's happening here just to be an apologist on a political front, because we can't have that. We've got to stand together as Americans. And when someone, the president, is hurting America's long-term interests, we have to call him on it.
Call away, because we called on Obama for eight, we called Obama out for 8 years. So it's your turn to call out Trump. Let's look at results, and the results in the last 3 years are far, far better than they were for the previous eight. I'm just saying.
We're talking about global trade here, and unfortunately,
but global trade affects the bottom line of an American worker's paycheck. It always has, and that's what everybody's complained about.
So that's why you
have anarchists marching against the WTO.
So let's see what happens. You have conservatives
that don't like Jeff Flake because he's a globalist. Well, Jeff Flake and I have disagreed on trade. We've agreed on trade. It's when you start talking about world trade, it's about deal by deal by deal, which is a Trump policy, not a large, overwrought, managed thing. But you take it one deal at a time, working.
Well, let me explain
one deal at a time.
Let me explain why it's not working and why it won't work.
Real quick.
This is not a business. You can, if it's only your bottom line and your company and your reputation on the line, you can do whatever you want, because like Trump, he didn't have to pay his debts. He could declare bankruptcy. He could stiff workers and be involved in thousands of lawsuits and refusing to pay people. But you can't do that when you're dealing with our allies, our national security, and our economic system. It doesn't work. It's not the same kind of game. You're in the wrong league if you think you can do this just deal by deal, relying on impulse and nostalgia and no strategy and just crazy tactics like this. It ain't going to work, and American workers going to be hurt in the long run.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
Vince Robigo, thank you, Vince. Always good to see you. And Jim Kelly, thank you very much for a very passionate half hour on the Monday Political Face-Off. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you,
Bill. Thank you, Bill.
All right, the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Check out Moe for all of your framing needs. He will do, I guarantee you, a fantastic job, has for me for almost 30 years. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show as we push toward now 12:34 on what will be a rather hot week in Tucson, Arizona. That means it's a great time to head east over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, because of the elevation of Silver City at about anywhere from 5,500 feet to about 7,000 feet, it will be 10 to 15 degrees cooler. That means it's a great time to do some exploring in historic Silver City or just hanging out in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of the great places to stay and visit in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs is General John Wickham. General Wickham was United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of the South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. He wrote a book about it, which is still in demand and unavailable and is available on Amazon. It's called Korea on the Brink. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the United States Army. He is retired in Oro Valley, and he joins us now on the live line. General, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill, and thanks again for being on your fine program.
Well, thank you very much, and I know you had a chance to get away for a couple of days in that very nice RV up to Sholo. Was it any cooler up there, General Wickham?
Yeah, but the downside is a lake up there, wonderful lake, Fool Hollow Lake, is down about 15 feet.
Whoa.
People are still catching fish, and it's a revelation about lack of snowpack, and all the people that say, well, climate change is a hoax, just go up there in places like that and see what's happened with climate change.
Well, we have the on-again, off-again, now on-again summit between the United States and North Korea coming up in the country of Singapore, and that is coming up very soon on June 12th. General, why do you think this thing was on again and off again so much?
Well, I think the North Koreans made some comments about denuclearization and pulled the rug a little bit, and I think also the president with his national security advisor, John Bolton, very conservative, on the other side said some things like the Libyan example where Gaddafi gave up a couple of small weapons and then was assassinated. That didn't sit well with the North Koreans. So on again, off again. Now the Singapore thing is a revelation of doing it there, I think, is a photo op. The demilitarized zone is the more propitious place to do it. But they don't want to do it. Trump doesn't want to do it. He wants to do it where there's going to be a lot of photographers and news people. I don't think, Bill, that American people are fully aware of the danger of the North Korean situation. They have enough nuclear weapons, intercontinental ballistic missiles, to wreak havoc in the United States. And they could do it. I don't think they would, but they could. And it's a dangerous situation. And we've got to be very mindful of how we proceed here. Now, we've used some words, three adjectives or adverbs, complete and verifiable and irreversible giving up of nuclear arsenal. Those words don't appeal to the North Koreans. And I think that's why the North Koreans are very careful about how they're going into these negotiations.
And General Wickham, we've said repeatedly over the months when we've talked about this subject, you believe, and I agree with you on this, the North Koreans are not going to give up their nuclear weapons.
You and I agree on that. I don't think they will. If you think about history, Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea, during the Korean War, said in public, and it's in print historically, we lost the war because we did not have nuclear weapons. The powers who won the war had weapons. That's why we are going to get nuclear weapons. The North Koreans recognize that. That is appealing to them, and the idea of giving up their weapons, I just don't think is in their lexicon now, particularly when we use these words about complete, verifiable, and irreversible. Now, that doesn't mean that the North Koreans could not make some movement in the direction of some constraints. Recollect what happened during the Cold War with the USSR. We negotiated with them. We got the USSR to give up thousands of nuclear weapons and verify that and agree to agreements that would make them much more safer as a country. The North Koreans could agree, I think, to re-signing the Non-Proliferation Treaty. I think they could agree to verification by UN inspectors. I think they could agree to stop testing and exporting of any nuclear technology. But I don't think they will agree to give up their arsenal, which is a guarantee. If I were North Korean, I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I think you're on to something here. We're talking, General Wickham, about nuance, and we're talking about steps toward denuclearization. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Bill. And that's what the president has said. We now are starting a progress, and this is not going to be the meeting in Singapore. It's not going to be the only one. There are going to be others. So I think there's a recognition that this is going to take time and sitting down and negotiating. I think the North Koreans will act in good faith. I think President Moon of the Republic of South Korea will also be helpful in this regard. And so will Abe in Japan, and so will President Xi in China. But the North Koreans are a tough country. Now, they are a basket case economically, and so they are in some urgency about finding an opportunity to begin economic growth.
Do you think, General Wickham, that China will pull the strings on this upcoming summit, that they will, in effect, be telling the North the direction that they should be going in?
They'll be influential with them. As I've mentioned before to you, Bill, I've been to China a number of times when I was a commander in Korea, and every time I spoke with the leaders in China, they mentioned that North Korea is an ally, and we're going to take care of them, but they do not listen to anybody, including us, the Chinese. So, and incidentally, the North Koreans gave up Chinese as a language, banished it in North Korea, which irritates the devil out of the Chinese. There's an indication about how independent the North Koreans are. So there's a limit to how much the Chinese can be influential, but they can play a role, and also so can the Russians. So I think there are things that can be done, and we've got to work in that direction. Talk is much better than war, as you, Bill, know so well.
Well, I think it comes down to this question. Can the United States live with North Korea retaining its nuclear arsenal, but tightly constrain that arsenal?
That is the $64,000 question, Bill. You're exactly right. It's going to be difficult because of what we have said when we're talking about complete, verifiable, and irreversible ridding themselves of the nuclear arsenal. We've said that. We believe that. And so we're going to have to back away from that and agree to some sort of constraints North Korea can be viewed as a form of denuclearization, if we're willing to define it that way.
790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation, if you have any questions about North Korea or any foreign affairs for General John Wickham, he would be delighted to answer those for you. I know you were very upset, General, when the Iran nuclear deal went away. Could that deal, or should that deal, serve as an example of the way perhaps the North Korean deal should go?
That's an excellent point, Bill. I believe so, and I've said that, I think, on your program, that it could be an example, because the Iranian deal, which is still in effect, the United States is not part of it, but it's still in effect, it constrains Iran for 15 to 20 years from having nuclear capability. It allows inspectors to go all over Iran, and they are. They're visiting military installations. Iran has given up centrifuges. Iran has shut down facilities. So, and at the same time, Iran retains a breakout potential, the technology they own, and they could break out and have nuclear weapons in the future if they chose to do so. So, one, and then meanwhile, they're getting economic aid, and they're thriving economically. So that could be an example, exactly as you point out, for North Korea, a much more credible example than the Libyan one, which John Bolton stumbled onto.
All right, we'll take our break right here. General Wickham will stick around for another segment, our final segment of this Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. And again, 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation, call us right now. We will put you on right after the break. Back with you in a moment. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Many people ask me what it will take to make our community a better place. Well, it takes all of us. Our greatest resources are retired people with a lifetime of experience, skills, and resources that could be used to transform our community. Many of you come from somewhere else and haven't fully connected. Our community needs you and needs you now. I encourage you to find a nonprofit or church and join them in helping to transform Tucson. Your retirement could be the most productive time in your life. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I am so proud of this lineup of sponsors that support our program each day, that we can make these programs possible for you now in our, well, 7.5 years on the radio. We have some exciting news from one of our fine sponsors, Green Things. Zocalo at 2924 East Broadway, near the corner of Country Club and Broadway, is moving soon to a new location at Green Things. They'll be on the 13-acre site on River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, and they'll have all that great Zocalo merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. But right now, why not take advantage of their pre-move sale? Go to Zocalo near the corner of Country Club and Broadway, and soon Zocalo will be over there on River Road at Green Things. It's a marriage made in heaven, as they say. Let's go back now to the live line. General John Wickham, former United States Army Chief of Staff, with us on the live line. I see that the China is still very concerned about the militarization, that the United States believes China is going too far with the militarization of the South China Sea. General Wickham, is this a potential flashpoint?
Oh, it is, Bill, and you're exactly right. And Jim Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, made some critical comments about China and what they're doing in building islands in the South China Sea and putting some military installations there and some troops there. Well, you got to think of this in this concept of how does the United States regard the Caribbean? We regard the Caribbean as a part of our enclave, our influence in the Western Hemisphere. And I think China regards the South China Sea as part of their hegemony there. And so they're going to continue to do this, and it's part of protecting their country. Now, of course, it flies in the face of interests from several other countries, Vietnam, Cambodia, Philippines, Indonesia, and that's what irritates the situation. So there's going to be a problem. Aircraft flying there, naval ships going down that area. We think it's something that can be worked out if we're good about this. Now, we're irritating the situation with trade tariffs on China. And so if we're going to use China, as we must, I believe, as an influential ally in solving some of the world's problems, like the North Korean one we just talked about, then we need to have a relationship with China that is one of cooperation and working together, rather than sticking our fingers in eyes the way we're beginning to do. We've done that with the steel tariffs we've imposed. We've irritated Europe and Canada and Mexico. Why the devil we're doing it, I just don't understand. other than the leadership in our country is seeking votes in the 2018 elections, and instead of American interests.
790-2040, if you have any questions for General Wickham. Veterans Affairs is an issue that we have not discussed in a couple of months on the program. And General Wickham, I wonder if you could give us an update. Are we still moving toward privatization of our veterans?
We are, Bill. A good point, as usual. Why are we moving towards privatization? Well, because privatization enhances the business world, gives doctors and clinics, private clinics, more revenue. And so that's what's motivating privatization. It's bad news for veterans, because privatization means veterans are going to have to go to medical facilities and doctors and nurses that don't understand veteran affairs the way the VA does. What we really need to do is what we've tried to do even during the Obama administration. Obama administration every year went to the Congress asking for more funds to facilitate new buildings, modernize buildings, more doctors, more nurses. Congress refused to do that. They don't walk the talk. The talk is we support veterans, but they're not supporting them with the walk.
And I was going to say that you've had over the years very good relations with the Veterans Affairs, have you not, General Wickham?
Yes, because we had a wonderful congresswoman here, Gabby Giffords, a dear friend, and I was involved with her political campaign to get her reelected. She was involved very much with the Veterans Affairs Committee in Congress, was on that committee, and got more funds for our VA facility here. So that's one why it's the one here in Tucson is one of the best in the United States, largely due to Gabby Giffords.
The private sector is how are we transitioning? And I know some vets now go to the private sector. Do they not?
They do, because there's a law now. If you're a veteran, if you're beyond 40 miles from the nearest VA clinic, you can't make it to the clinic, then you can probably get private care, like Medicare. But the whole idea of privatization is sort of like Medicare. Let's have Medicare for the veterans, all veterans. I just don't think it's fair for the veterans. I think we need to enhance the VA capabilities, and we're doing some of that. For example, here in Oro Valley, there is a medical facility on Shannon. For VA. It's only for combat veterans, but it was a facility created, and there's others in the United States, to reduce the number of veterans going to the major facilities. So we can do things. We can have traveling buses that go to various wilderness locations. We're doing more of that. So I think we can do much more than we're doing.
General Wickham, it's hard to believe that you'll be, and I want to be the first to wish you a happy 90th birthday. This is your 90th birthday month, and I wanted to reflect just a little bit with you, a minute or two, about over your life and your fine career. What are some of the things that have sustained you, sir, through the years?
I think what military trained me for is good health, mm-hmm. exercise, fitness, and moral purpose. Keeps you on track. And I've got deep faith in the good Lord, prayer every day. The good Lord gave me an extra life in Vietnam when I was given the last race. So I think all of those things contribute to, but also the most important thing, and you've heard this, Bill, as doctors say, the most important thing you can do for longevity and good health is pick your parents.
Yeah, you know, I was reflecting. You mentioned the last rites. You were given the last rites when you were so badly wounded in Vietnam. And I sometimes wonder if all those wounds, and I think there was at least a dozen wounds that you sustained, has that bothered you through the years, any repercussions from those wounds?
No, Bill, except in one way. a little bit uncomfortable every day reminds me of the blessing of life and how fortunate I am. And so that's, in that sense, it's a positive thing.
All right. Well, General Wickham, we want to wish you and your lovely wife, Anne, all the best. And again, let us be the first here on our program to wish you happy 90th birthday month. Thank you so much,
well,
General Wickham.
Thank you, Bill, for your being on your wonderful program. And I know a number of your vendors, supporters. You've got some fine sponsors for your program, and they're doing great work by keeping you on the air.
Thank you. Thank you very much. General John Wickham, who is on our program, we're honored to have him on the program the first Monday of each month. Coming up this afternoon, we do have Mike Shaw. Mic check with Mike Shaw. That's coming up from 4 to 6. And then, of course, we have Wake Up Tucson. That program is from 6 to 9. Then, of course, we're here during the noon hour, and you put it all together, we have 6 hours of local talk right here on KVOI, and we feel very strongly about local issues and want to give our Tucsonans a chance to hear local talk as much as possible, so we try to fulfill that obligation on a daily basis. To our fine intern, Ephraim, thank you very much. It's still not right. Ephraim, I got it right finally. Thank you, Ephraim, for very much for helping out, and Ray Allen overseeing your work, and we very much appreciate it. On behalf of all of us here, have a great afternoon and evening.